Viter in Shas. We're in Daf Chaf Gimel. Picking it up on the very top line. Next part of the Mishnah. B'yom Tov. Then we spoke of the different amounts of aliyahs. People get called up to the Torah on different times of the year. B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom Kippurim Shisha. Five on Yom Tov, six on Yom Kippur. Masnisa Mani, who is our Mishnah? Lord Bishmal, Lord Bikiva. It's neither Bishmal nor is it Rabbi Kiva. The Tawa Wabamanya. But we learned in Abraisa, B'yom Tov on Yom Tov Chamisha, or B'yom Kippurim Shisha. Sounds good. B'Shabbos Shiva. So far, so good. Ain Posim Man Vain Mosivin Alayan Divri Rabbi Shmal. You can't subtract, you can't add. Well, we know that's not true, right? Didn't we learn about that yesterday? You could add on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says, B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom Kippurim Shiva. Interesting switch there. B'Shabbos Shisha. So we see clearly they don't agree. Ain Posim Man Aval Mosivin Alayan. You can't subtract, but you can add. So neither Bishmal nor Bikiva work out. So who is this, huh? This is Gemara Mani. E Rabbi Shmuel going to see Rabbi Shmuel Kasha Tosefes. It's Kasha Tosefes because we know that where Mishnah says you're allowed to add on. You're Rabbi Kiva. You want to say Rabbi Kiva? Then Nosotor Stelim with Problemo Kon Kasha Shisha V'Shiva. This the six and the seven little switch over there of Shabbos and Yom Kippur kind of switches out of order of what we learned in our Mishnah. So what do we do? Amarava Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It's Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It is a whole new view of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel B'yom Tov Chamisha B'yom Kippurim Shisha B'Shabbos Shiva. Whoa! So that works very nicely. It's exactly what we want to hear. Ain Bolson Man Aval Mosifin Aleim Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Now we only have one problem because before it was also Rabbi Shmuel. So what's going on here? This is Gemara. Kashdu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Says no problem. Trei Tanoi Libi Rabbi Shmuel. There are two Tanoim that learn Rabbi Shmuel differently, and therefore we're going to the one who says like works out with our Mishnah. Mantana Vaitis Fakta Gemara Mantana Lhad Tanya. Who is the author of the following statement? The following brisa that says B'yom Tov Me'achrin Lavo Ma'arin Lotzis. On Yom Tov, we delay in our coming. Rashi says, "Labeis Hakinesis." It's our lechurach besudas Yom Tov. We have to be toriach with the suda of Yom Tov. Says Gazok the Meforish Mesecha Sofrim, and we are memahar in Lotzeis, and we quickly depart. Rashi says, "Mishum Simchas Yom Tov," because the Simchas Yom Tov, we got to go ahead and enjoy our Yom Tov. So therefore, we quickly go home. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, B'Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, memahar in love, we come quickly. Memahar in Lotzeis, and we also are quick to leave. Opposite, sorry, ma'achirin lotzis, and we delay in our leaving. U'b'Shabbos ma'marin lovu ma'marin lotzis, and on Shabbos we're ma'ahir to come in and we're ma'ahir to leave. Says Rashi, why are we ma'ahir lovu on Shabbos? Because shekvar tikno akom erev Shabbos, everything's ready erev Shabbos, there's nothing to do, you can't prepare anything on Shabbos itself. V'yafel ma'ahir b'yosin likros shema kevasikin, you want to go make sure that we're going to quickly get there to be able to read shema like kevasikin. Ma'arin lotzis, mishum ma'arin only Shabbos, we go home quickly in order to go out and to eat. In order to have Oneg Shabbos. Now, as we're going to see, the question here is, who is the Tana who's saying that we're staying longer on Yom Kippur than we are on Shabbos? For what reason would that be? Lema Rabbi Kiva, must be that Rabbi Kiva. The Islay Gavri Yisero, he holds that we have an extra person that we get called up to the Torah, seven things which he holds on there, and six on Shabbos. So, therefore, you end up leaving later on Yom Kippur. Says Gemara, I feel it's Rabbi Yishmael. You could even say it's Rabbi Yishmael. Even though he says that there's more leading on Shabbos than there is Yom Kippur, still you could stay longer in Yom Kippur. You know why? The Nafesh Sidur Dioma, because the Sidur Dioma, the day, the stuff that they're saying, the davening, the services, the prayers, are Nafesh, they are greater, there's more there. So therefore, it ends up staying later than on Shabbos. Now we jump into the amount of aliyahs that we are reading and what are they connected to. Hani Shlosha Chamisha V'Shiva Keneged Mi. Why do we read the three generally in five and Yom Tov seven on Shabbos? Peligi Bar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni V'Chad De'ime. Rav Yitzchak and whoever was with him. Umanu Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. It was Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Good old Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. Umanu Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. V'Amru La N'samri Say. Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. V'chad di'ime. Umanu Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. You flip that around. Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni was with him. V'Amru La Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. V'chad Amar Keneged Birchas Kohanim. One says that it's because it's corresponding to Birchas Kohanim. Just like there are three words, then five words, then seven words, meaning Yivrechecha Hashem Vishmarecha, three words, Yar Hashem Panav Elecha V'chanecha, five words, etc. So two we have over here, three, five, and seven. Azag Zogt, the Heilige Rashi. V'chad Amar Kenegad Shloshes Shomei Asaf, and some say it's because of the three guards that were found in the Beit HaMikdash, or the ones who picked those that were in charge of different things in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, those three. Chamisha Meroi Pnei HaMelech. There were five in the king's inner circle that saw the face of the king. Chamisha Meroi Pnei HaMelech. And Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech, seven where those also saw the king, but not as Chashav as the five. Rashi brings this down as all found in Malachim, that Shivahim Kedichsiv Shiva Sari Pras. Umadai, Umehem Yesh Chamisha Chashuvim, the five that are Chashuv, Kedichsib, Asaf Malachim, and Shloshe Yisrael, Asaf, Asaf, Sefer Malachim, Ukenegnam, Tiknu, Elu, Me'ein Dvar Malchus, something which is royal. Tani Rav Yosef says, Shlosha Chamisha Vashiva, 3, 5, 7, Shlosha Shome Asaf, Chamisha Mira Pnei Melech, Shiva Roy Pnei Melech, same idea. Amalei Abaye, Abaye comes and he speaks up to him, Ada Ida, my time of the Parishla and Mar. Why didn't you tell us this earlier at some point? Why didn't you let us know this information? So Amalei Yosef says back, I didn't know that you needed it. Didn't know that you wanted it. Was there a time that you actually asked me, Barusuminai, Milsa, Velamilichu? Was there such a concept that you've asked me something I didn't tell you? If you would ask me, I would have told you. I didn't realize that you wanted to know this. Okay, now we get into what's Pshat Yom Kippur that we have six. Amalei Rav Yaakov Minal Rav Yehuda. Hani Shishi Yom Kippur, can I get me? What are the six and Yom Kippur? Amalei, he said, can I get Shisha Sha'amdu Mimino Shel Ezra V'Shisha Mismalo? The six that stood by the right of Ezra and six that stood to the left of Ezra. Shem Ezra Pasuk says, V'yamud Ezra Sofer Al Migdal Eitz Asher Asu Ladavar. V'yamod etzlo matisya v'shem v'anoya uriya v'chilkia u'maaseya al yamino u'mismolo pedaya u'mishal u'malkia v'choshum v'chashbadona zecharia mushulam. Well, you should notice that seven over there. Hani Shiva Havu, but that's seven, not six. It says, no, Hainu Zecharia, the last one, it says Zecharia and Mishulam. Hainu Zecharia, Hani Mishulam. It's one and the same person. If my car Mishalom, why was it called Mishalom? His name was Zechariah. Why did they call Mishalom? The Mishalom Beovde. Rashi explains that he was Tamim B'Maisav. He was complete in his actions. Great name, Mishalom. Tana Rabbana, Nakol Olam L'Minyan Sheva. Any Jew, no Jew will be left behind. Any Jew can be called up to the Teder. I feel katan, I feel isha. Even a katan, even a woman. Aval, Amir Chacham, the Chacham said, isha lo sikra b'tzayra b'nei kvod tzibor. A woman should not do it because of the covet of the tzibor. Now we know after we lay, we have something called Haftorah. But the person who gets Haftorah is the person who got the maftir. He gets called up for maftir. So we know we're used to reading Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi'i. And then we call up maftir. Question is maftir part, is it number seven? Is it Hainuach? Or, in other words, is it like there's Shishi and then maftir? Or is it Shvi'i, then maftir? That's the question. Is it considered part of the seven count? Or if whoever of Yirmiyah bar Abba, they come along and they say, Chadamer Ola, one says, yep, it's part of the seven. Chadamer Enol, it's not part of it. Mandamer Ola, one who says that it's part of it. Deha Kari, because, hey, the guy's reading from the Torah. So it's one of the seven. Umanda Amar Enol says, no, it's not because it's one of the seven. Kid Ula like Ula, Damer Ula, Mepne Ma Maftir. Why is it that the person who gets maftir is going to read from the Torah? Why is he reading from the Torah altogether? Mipnei kvod Torah. Rashi explains, what does it mean, kvod Torah? Shelo yei kvod Torah v'kvod Navi shave. You shouldn't think like, oh, a person got called up for the Torah, they got called up for the Navi, so it's on the same level. V'kivin the mishum kvod Torah, v'lo mishum chova lav miminyanahu. It's not considered one of the count because it's not the reason we're doing it. V'kivin shemishud the mishum kvod Torah l'minyana lo salik. It doesn't get pulled up as one of the countings, read Rashi, and then the Gemara itself. Masevei frek the Gemara, is it really true? Do you want to tell me that the maftir is not part of the seven? Is that really true? Hamaftir benavi lo yivchos me'esem me'echa psukim. Someone goes and reads from the Haftarah should not have less than 21 psukim. Why 21 psukim? What does that have to do with the same thing? Keneged, it's keneged shiva shakar b'torah, the seven that are read in the Torah. Rashi explains, lo pachas kolechem yigimel psukim. There's seven aliyos. Each aliyah, there's at least three psukim. That's 7, 14, 21. And therefore, we have an equal amount of psukim itself. V'im isa, but if it's really true, that maftir is considered not one of the seven, but it's an eighth one, then esrim v'arba, and then it comes out to be 24, because it's eight different things we're reading over there. As Gemara, no, Kim and the Shmuel covered the Torah, because the whole thing is because of covered the Torah. It's the whole reason why we're reading from the Torah in the first place over there. Beep, turn the page. Chav Gimel Beis, kenegdo nami lobai. So you don't have to have something which is keneged it, because the whole purpose of it is just to not put them on the same level. Dafka not. If you would, it would be a problem. As she says, kenegdo nami lobai, ina likwal gimel psukam inavi, kenegdo sin shakar hamaftir ba toira. Is it really true that you have 21 psukim? Maskel for Rav of Ari Eloseche Mesfu. We have an Avtor that we read the live in Mechad. There's not 21 psukim over there. Ukarina, yet we read less. We read it even though it's less than 21. Shani Asim, that case is different. The Sulik Inyana, because after reading even less than 21 psukim, the Inyan that you're reading about is finished. There isn't that many psukim there. I have Echadolo Sulik Inyana lo. And you're telling me that if you have something which is more than 21 psukim to finish the topic, you wouldn't stop earlier. Vam Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Zimn and Sagi, and Avakamid Kamid Rav Yochanan, many times it was in front of Rav Yochan, after they just read 10 psukim, he would speak up and he would say, Avsuke, he would say, Avsiku, stop. He would stop us from doing it, even though we did 21. It says the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Makam Sheish Torgaman Shani, that was a place where they had someone who was translating. Sheish Torech Let Sibor, if you go more than that, because you have 10 psukim and another 10 psukim, the same ones are being translated, it ends up being 20 psukim over there. The Tani of Tachli by Shmuel, Lo Shanu Elba Makam Shein Torgaman. When a place has no Targum, then you have to have 21 psukim. But for Malkam Shesh Targum, post sake, you stop even before 21 psukim. We're now going to jump into a list of things in the next Mishnah that you can't do without 10 people. Here we go. Zok the Mishnah. Ain person al Shema. You can't be poris al Shema. Rashi explains, what does that mean? It means, let's say you have 10 people that show up to shul after the Tzibur already finished Shema. What do? So minyan abba lebeisak kinesis la'achar shakar etzibur shema. Omid echad v'omer. One guy gets up and he says kaddish ubarchu ubracha rishona shebekriya shema. And that's what they do. And this is called person. Why? Because it's a lashon of chatsiya davar, of a half matter. They kind of do a half thing. Vain over in Lefnei Teva, and you can't go out and have what's known as, you can't have a Shlech Tzibur, Chazar Sashatz. Vain Nosin is Kapein, you don't have Kohanim, the Birchus Kohanim. Vain Karin Bateira, you don't read from the Torah, but Tzibur. Vain Raftirin Menavi, and there's no Navi. Vain Osin Maimud Umosha. If you don't do Maimud Umosha, Rashi says, this is talking about Lemais. So when a person would pass away, as they would bury him, or they would have this procession where they would walk and sit and they would eulogize, and this would go for seven times until finally they bury the person. You don't do that less than 10 people. The Ain Omim Birchas Avelim. You don't say the Birchas Avelim. The Gemara says, Rashi says, will be Mefarsh in the Gemara. What does that mean? V'tanchume Avelim. We don't do Avelim. We don't do Tanchume Avelim. This is talking about when they would set up rows after the burial would happen. They would walk through and you'd say the Hamakom. Ubirchas Chasanim, you don't do Birchas Chasanim, it's talking about known as Sheva Brachos with less than 10. Ve'im Zamnin, you can't do Zimun, Ve'im Zamnin Al Hamazon B'Shem. You can't do Al Hamazon B'Shem, Rashi says, meaning the Varech Elokeinu, Pachos Me'asav, you have less than 10. Uvikarkos, Tisha V'Kohen, V'odam Keotzvan. And when it comes to karka, Rashi says, of Hekdish, Habal of Dosan, someone wants to redeem the karka from Hekdish, then Tzar Chasara V'Echrem Kohen, you need 10 people, one of them being a Kohen, and 9 Tisha V'Kohen, V'odam Keotzvan, and the person is someone that Rashi says, Imba Liftos Miyad Hekdish, of Gemara first, so the Gemara is going to explain what we're talking about over there, someone who sets himself aside his value. We're going to see what that means. Minon Emili, what do we know this from? Amar Avchia Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Dhamma Kirkus Apostle says, V'nigdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, I should become sanctified within the midst of Israel. Kol davar shebekedusha lo yepachus me'asara. Anything with the davar shebekedusha can't be less than 10 people. My mashma, how do you know that there's 10 people have to be from there? Detani Ravchia, Ravchia says, Asya toch. We have a gezer shava of toch. It says over here, k'siv hacha, it says, v'nekdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael, u'k'siv hasam, that he budlu mitoch ha'eda. By Parshas Korach, it says, separate yourself from mitoch, from the Eda, from the congregation. And the Asya Eda, then we have Gzeir Shava of Eda. The Chsev Hasam, it says over there, Ad Mosai Lo Eda Hara'ah Zos. Where do we get the number 10 from? That's from the word Eda, because Rashi says, Eim Chusa. He's talking about the Meraglim, Yoshua and Kalev are not part of it, but the rest of the Meraglim that are part of this evil Eid, that's 10 of them. Just like over there was 10, Afkan Asara, so to my Korach, it's Asara as well. Next part of the Mishnah, Ve'inos and Moshe, Maimiru, Moshe, Pachal, Masara. We don't do the sitting down, the standing up thing with the women and mourn the person seven times as they walk to bury them. We don't do that with less than 10 people. Kevin, the boy, Lameimar, Imdu, Yakarim, Amodu, Shavu, Yakarim, Shavu, Batsim, Masara, Lav, Arach, Ara. Since they have this Lashon where they say, stand up, precious one, stand up, sit down, precious one, sit down, it's not the normal way to go ahead and do that if you have less than 10 people. The Rashi says, La Triach, Shliach, Lekach ulekros and yekarim de imkain ma'anochas amarubin. Sorry, mahinachta, whatever you left over for Rove. You're calling these one the precious ones. What would you call a lot of people? So it's got to be at least 10 people. Veno mebirchas avelim, mebirchas chasanim, mebirchas avelim, chasanim, less than 10. My birchas avelim, what is birchas avelim? Birchas rechava. Literally, the bracha is said in the street. The Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochan, birchas avelim basara. The bracha was made when you had 10 people there. Veno avelim in your minion, and the avelim were not part of the minion. These are a series of brachas that were said afterwards. Take a look at Rashi. He goes through a little bit. Birchas chasanim basar v'chasanim. And I mean, when it comes to birchas chasanim, it's 10, and they can be part of the 10. Ve'im ezamin ala mozun b'shem pochus me'er. Sorry, don't say alukenu if you have less than 10. Kevan debay l'meimai nevarech l'alukenu batzim esar ala varech ara. Since you have seen nevarech l'alukenu, it's not the way to go ahead and say such a thing if you have less than 10 people. It's not michubad to do such an idea. Next part of the mission, we said, Akarkos, Tishav, Akoin, Adam, Kiyotz, Behem, when it comes to the Karko, when a person goes out and they have land, which is has been heck muktashized, and they want to take it out of that, when it's being poed it, you have to have 9 and a coin. And when it comes to a person, so is the din as well. Minan Emili. Where do we know this from? Amar Shmuel, Asar Kohanim Ksuvim Beparsha. Rashi says, we're talking about Parshas Hekdeshos. There are 10 times that the word Kohen comes up. Chad Legufe, one of them is for it itself. Means that it's got to be that one of them is a Kohen. V'idach, and the rest of the times it says Kohen, is having miut achar miut. It's one miut after another miut. Each one is coming to knock out the next one, that it's got to be a Kohen. V'in miut achar miut elo rabos. And when you have a principle, that whenever you have one knocking something out, knocking out, knocking out, knocking out, it's only coming to include. Therefore, we say Tishi Yisraelim v'chad Kohen, 9 Yisraelim and 1 Kohen. Rashi spells that where does it come up? It's Parshas Hekdeshos, Shlosha Be'erichin, V'Shlosha Be'Behema, V'Arba Be'Karkos. There are three things when it comes to an Erich vow. A person says they want to give the value of themselves or somebody else to the Beis HaMikdash. Three times that's the word Kohen, it comes by Behema, by the animals. We want to give the value of the animal. V'Arba Be'Karkos, within land. V'Kim and Meshlame Behu, Asara Be'inan, Asara Gavi, need 10 people, and one of them has to be a Kohen. In fact, the Gemara, where are you getting it that it's 1 and 9? Ve'ema chamisha kohanim v'chamisha yisraelim. I'd say it's 5 kohanim and 5 yisraelim. Rashi here also explains why that's the case. He says, "Kim the time of mishum miyot achar miyot if you miyot after miyot." So hashlishi eno miyot achar miyot. The third one's not a miyot achar miyot because the second one was already. V'kim the derash delay sheini miyot achar miyot is rabbi Yisrael ki hadar. It ends up coming out that there's some that are miyutim, some that are not miyutim, so it should really be 5 kohanim and 5 yisraelim. Says Amar Kasha, good question. Still the answer is it's 1 kohen and 9 yisraelim, but you have a good kasha here. The adam kayotziba, by a person, the din is the same. Kayotziba, the din is the same. Adam mikadosh. In fact, Amar, what are you talking about? A person can become kadosh? What are you talking about? Amar Elavah, it says, "Ba'omer demay alai." Someone says that the money should be upon me. In other words, what he's doing is he's giving over his value to the Beis Hamikdash. The Tanya, you learned the Beis. "Omer demay alai shaman osoka eved." What we do is we evaluate him like an eved. How much he would be sold as a slave? Eved ishkish lekarkos, and the eved is a hekish by him to karka. D'chsev v'his nachaltem osam levinechem achareichem loreshes achuza. Holding them is referencing the people as an heritage for your children after you inherit them as a possession, as an achuza. And achuza is generally referencing land, and therefore we learn that the same principle applies by a person as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.